I'm trying to deal with that.
I understand. Well, my grandparents are 93. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mine are still a little younger. They're in their 80s, yes, but.
Yeah, it's getting scary. I feel bad for my mom because, like, all she has to worry about right now.
I feel like it's every time I'm trying for me to sell my house and move in with them.
Yeah.
Again, unfortunately. Because they're not starting to take out money. My brother, then my name, so it's all me.
Oh, wow.
But
she felt really bad, but
she just had to help him get up and everything, and make sure he's doing okay. He did his head, so doesn't really want to.
Oh, absolutely, especially if he has, like,
he broke his hip about 5 years ago. Oh, when the Christmas lights at the house, he fell off. He was there. He lived with them until he moved out about 4 years ago, so I was there. Chelsea, you saw Dad up on the ladder doing his thing. Yeah. Look, how I don't see Dad anymore. I heard his crash. So I go run out there, and I'm like, I couldn't even get him up. He broke his head. So he fell on that side, so she was just really worried about his head, too.
So I think that.
Mom got bionic. She's got 2 knee replacements that we went through. So it's like, oh. And then she's like frazzled. So it's like, I don't know, when she gets a little frazzled, her brain just kind of starts not working very good. So I'm like having this conversation, and she's just freaking out. I'm like, are you sure you're okay? Like, do I need to come there? Like, you don't sound so good, Mom. And, you know, and she's just like, oh, no, I'm just frazzled, you know. The good news is she got him up. I didn't think she'd be able to get him up, but he, you know, was able to get up. So otherwise, I was like, I'm going to have to go all the way up there. But, I mean, actually, it's on the way, so I was like, I might have to stop, too, so I'm going to even be later, because I might have to stop and help get him up. But she got him up, thankfully, with his help and her. So, oh. So welcome, welcome. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. I'm just glad everybody feels safe. Mm-hmm. That's the important part.
I don't know about tomorrow. I'm going to see how the day goes. I might still have to take him to school. It's just the light rail's like all messed up. It had that tanker explosion, so and it blew up one of the bridges. Again, it's one of the bridges for the light rails that he takes to MSU. And so a couple times now, it's just not running the way it's supposed to. And he can't, you know, miss these early finals, and so he can't be late. So I had to take him all the way downtown.
Yeah.
Which is, it takes forever.
Oh, yeah. That's not
good. So I don't know how it's going to look. They keep saying, going to get fixed for soon, so I look every morning to see if the E-line got any alerts. Is it working good or not? But
right.
Doesn't seem like they fixed it yet. So we'll figure it all out.
We'll take it as it comes.
I will come eventually.
I will be here eventually.
I don't know if the past on that. So I was a viewfinder, but with a producer about a little thin. So I was going to, instead of spending all this money to print a bunch of new stuff, I'm going to steal from here, and then we'll make that your binding.
Okay,
ready to go.
Perfect.
I got a lot done. It's a productive weekend. Pretty much just a couple of operational tech sites, and then all the carrier logging, which is always hard to get you, more important to get you kind of up and running. I'm just going to get it out here for you. I did talk to Nikki this morning. He has to change the schedule of the modified slightly for Friday.
Sure.
He had a meeting come up for her child at school that wasn't planned. So we want to talk about that. And I guess before I forget, because it's not anymore. So that's the 12th. So that's the day after our party.
Okay.
Did you get my info on that?
I did.
Any questions on that at all? Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. And being a little bit of
Rock and all that. Okay. Yeah, it's right there at the Rockyard Brewery.
Yep.
So it's on the, if you're coming down from the south, it's on the left side of I-25. So you want to get off at Meadows, the last exit, Meadows,
yep.
Go left over the highway.
Yep.
And it's your first light on.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to round it. Yeah, turn at RB's if you can. Remember to turn at RB's, you're on the right.
Car station, stuff like that.
Hopefully we have a room. We can't rent the whole room. We're too small. But